Gaming Today presents Hash Considerations.
Welcome to the Cash Considerations Podcast. Today is Tuesday, March 17th, which is St. Patrick's Day, which is usually a big day. For a lot of things, a lot of people, a lot of places, and we are in unprecedented times. So we're going to do a show today. It's going to be probably an abbreviated show, but we appreciate you guys listening. We appreciate you guys, you know, texting us with ideas, things to talk about. We're at a bit of a loss, as we all are. Obviously, there's so many bigger things going on, but we definitely wanted to do a show today and hopefully give you some sort of something to do while you're at home on lockdown
or quarantined,
you know, quarantine wherever you're at.
Locked in.
So without further ado, that voice you hear in the background, in studio with us today is Mo Toy Pearson. What's up, Mo?
Hey, man. Still doing pretty good so far, but, you know, it's sad times, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, it is.
For the most part, but I've still been keeping my spirits high. I've been reading about sports that might not ever play again, so see how that goes.
Social distancing. We're in the same room. We're still the same distance away, a little bit different than the bunker. But, you know, we were a little tight over in the bunker, but we're back in studio today. Behind all the equipment is Reynolds. I am Reynolds2305 on Twitter. What's up, man? He's ready to go, making sure the levels are good and the show gets to you guys. Briefly, I'll mention Alan was here at Percent Berg. Just got a call. Everything's, you know, okay. He just had to run out. He's not going to be here to do the show with us today, but he is here in spirit, and, you know,
Wait, he didn't die.
No.
My God.
But he got up and had to go.
Yeah.
So he got some things to take care of today.
They're important. So,
yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense.
He's gone, but we'll discuss. We had a little bit of a show rundown briefly before he left, so hopefully you and I can
pick up the slack
for
the most part.
Pick up the slack and touch on what we were going to touch on with Alan as well.
Yeah.
I am Big Dave, Dave Sharapan. Mo's Twitter handle, by the way, is at Heed These Takes. I am at SportsBKConsig for Sportsbook Consigliere on Twitter. Hopefully Howard's going to join us if he, you know, gets in here. A lot of things he's got going on as well, but he's at Gaming Today News. And the show is at GT Cash Consider on Twitter. We're just going to do it. Obviously, the first thing we got to talk about is the impact of this whole thing. I mean, we're going to get into the impact on everyone's lives and what it's going on and what you're going through and things like that. But in our world, in the sports book, we did a show last week and we looked at every college basketball conference tournament.
Yeah.
That was relevant. And I had a very bad doing it in alphabetical order, it didn't quite work out.
Still good.
And I got called out for it. But we started out with the A's, and we got to some S's, and then we went back, and we got back in order. But anyhow, no college basketball. It's March.
Devastating.
What does it feel like to you? There's a huge gaping hole in the sports world and in the sports books right now that's never – I mean, that's canceled.
Yeah.
That's out. That's never coming back. What did it feel like for you? I mean, it felt terrible taking all that stuff down. I know for me, I was there on Wednesday, and we're like, take it all down.
No, it was, I mean, I think the first conference that kind of went down was the Ivy League, which at that time it was funny. Like, this was a joke. I mean, you know, not a joke, but, you know, the Ivy League goes down, Yale, you know, advances, which, I mean, it was a conference that never really had tournaments until like 2 years ago. So we're like, all right, whatever. And then I think it was the next day, or no, it was that same night. And then I knew it was real. Like, I think the Pac-12 tournament went down, and I was like, God damn, like, you know, that's a bigger one, especially here in the venue in Vegas. So, you know, I think that's when I wasn't even at work at the time. I was just like, this is going to be a problem, you know, especially going forward, you know, within the next day or so. But yeah, getting in the next day, you know, the MAC tournament started early. Akron was going to play Ohio. Yeah, and then, like, you know, the Big East started. I think St. John's was playing.
Yeah, they played the first half of that game.
Right.
Eerie, weird.
You know, and it was prior to that. Like, I remember, like, games were getting pushed back, and I was like, man, it's kind of weird. Like, you know, a lot of those games started at 9. They were going to start at 10:30. And we're like, man, it doesn't look good. I remember I went to go get Subway, and I was going to come back before the 9s went off. And I just see it on my phone, like, you know, all these tournaments are, like, they're done. Right. 8-10 is done. And then that's when it kind of sat, you know, it was just, like, complete sadness. And, you know, what was once, like, something to laugh at became, like, you know, this could be our livelihoods at stake. And, you know, not just that, but, you know, regularly just the world's in shock. You know, sports like that go down.
I know, for me, my moment came Wednesday night when they came running out onto the court at the Thunder game and said, everyone's going. That's it.
Yeah.
Game's canceled. And we were like, okay, what exactly is going on now? Like, they don't just come running out and say, all right, everybody got to go. And they made that announcement in the public address announcer at the arena. Everything's fine, but everybody got to go home. Like, you ain't got to go home. You got to get the hell up out of here. I mean, that's an old saying, but that was said. And it was like, okay, what does this mean? So I saw it that night and then thought, there's no way they're going to play the college basketball tournament now if the NBA took that action. So then it comes out, obviously, that Rudy Gobert tested positive, and the NBA had guys in that arena, obviously Mitchell as well, that tested positive. So like, I give the NBA a ton of credit for immediately making a decision, getting out in front of it and saying, that's it. We're canceling the games. We're not playing. And then everybody quickly followed suit.
Yeah, which, I mean, they almost had to at that point. Yeah.
And I know this. We were just talking to Alan before he left. The UFC's decision to keep the event without spectators was, I don't know, good, bad, indifferent, whatever, but I know it gave me a sense of normalcy for that day.
On Saturday, I know.
It felt like there was still something going on.
Yeah, people were betting it.
And people were betting it.
Yeah, I think that was what, you know, for the most part, that's what we were more happy about, to see the ticker fill.
Yeah,
like, up,
it was rolling.
So, you know, that in itself, it was like, you could tell, like, people on social media were like, wow, like, this, it's, you know, dull times, but it's fun to see, you know, actual sports being played, you know, even it being a sport with no spectators or anything like that. It was competitive. It was fun.
And people were probably betting it just because they could.
Yeah, without
question.
And
they couldn't bet anything else. There were people already in town that had come that were here, they're going to be here for the, you know, conference tournaments and stuff.
Yeah.
So I know, you know, handle was up. Action was great.
Yeah.
The fights were, you know, decent. I mean, there was a lot of decisions. There was a lot of, you know, competitive fights, I thought.
A lot of steam going down.
It was.
Oh, my God.
So, but it was good. And then Sunday came. And there were 3 Mexican soccer league games.
Yeah.
And not much
else. I think that was it. Yeah. I was off, man.
Oh,
so
okay.
I was trying
I
to
was
check.
Working.
I was checking the board, you know, just to see. And, like, at Circa, like, we're just trying to get so much stuff up at this point. But just, you know, like, it's either off-board stuff or, like, people don't even have their Russian, you know, Premier League on their DBs.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, people aren't even seeing this stuff for the most part. But they better get acquainted with it soon. You know, for us, it's just been tough. You know, we're trying to, you know, kind of get through it, through the rough times, but it's insane at this point.
It is, and it's really hard. You know, and then it came, like, should casinos close? Should you, you know, have poker games? Should you sit at machines next to someone? Like, this is all such a fluid situation, and we're talking about this, again, on Tuesday, March 17th. I don't know when you guys listen to the show, and obviously things are going to change, but if you're not catching this until Thursday or Friday, it may be different.
Yeah, totally.
But, you know, some places in town are making the decision to close, and again, it's probably the right decision. Other places are not. You know, they're going to stay open and give people somewhere to go, but
I don't think any casinos on the Boulder Highway Strip even have a clue what's happening, like, in the world. Like, they're still running their businesses.
Just doing their thing.
Yeah, I think, like, Sam's Town and Boulder Station, like, they're just still running, like, there's nothing going. They're still going, man. Like, they're in another world right now.
Yeah, I mean, and it just, again, it's changing so fast that, and again, I use that word unprecedented. Nobody knows what to do. There's no playbook for this.
Yeah.
There's no, I've never seen anything like this in my life. I mean, have you? I've never seen anything like this.
No, there's nothing I can absolutely compare this to that I've gone through in my 35 years on this planet. And I was asking a buddy of mine, because the only thing that, to me, to equate and watch the reaction to was like when the AIDS epidemic was hitting in the 80s, but I was too young to go through that. So I asked a buddy of mine, I said, how similar is this? He goes, he thinks the reaction to this is worse.
Oh, my God.
Because of how easily spread this thing is.
Right. Yeah.
Right? And the way people are reacting to it, whereas with AIDS in the 80s, it was kind of more known, I don't want to say quickly, because, again, I didn't go through it, but this is what he was telling me, saying like, okay, knew it's through spread through sex and using drugs intravenously and whatnot, but this whole thing, the way people reacted to it, it really is. There's nothing comparable to it that I can see in my life.
Yeah. And
but to your point, Mo, on places staying open and stuff like that, I mean, you got to stem, you know, you got to try and stop the spread as best you can. But also, like, people need jobs, man.
Yeah.
You know, people, you know, and we kind of know, you know, the whole social distancing you hear, stay 6 feet away. Like, there really is, no, I don't want to say, I'm sorry, like, the word panic to me, it kills me to watch the reaction, the way people are acting in grocery stores right now.
Yeah.
Right? It's like just this full on, like, oh my God, we have to wash our hands every 20 seconds. Like, just practice good hygiene and, you know, keep a safe distance and the thing will pass. The overreaction is kind of what's gotten me on everything.
Right. Well, and that's what, like, people are trying to measure, is closing a casino an overreaction? We don't know.
Yeah.
Is limiting, you know, restaurants to takeout only an overreaction? I think in a situation like this, an overreaction will be measured in 3 months when the spread or the curve is flattened or there's just less cases. But we don't know. So all we know is what we've seen and heard from other countries. And I think if you don't do enough and then you have a real problem, everyone's going to remember that, obviously.
Well, that's the argument against what the UFC's been doing.
Yeah.
Or they tried so hard to keep that London event going.
Right.
Right, which is a nothing garbage fight card. But they tried so hard, like, no, we're going to continue to do that. We're going to push through and keep our event schedule going. And this is something I talked about a while back, saying that the PR risk that they're taking is not worth it.
Right.
Because that fight card wasn't going to bring in big money. Yeah. All the work that you were trying to do to move it, it wasn't going to be cost efficient. And if somebody tests positive, like the NBA, Rudy Gobert tested positive, all right, we're done.
Yeah.
Right? If that happened in the UFC,
they're done.
Like, because
they'll get crushed for it.
Yeah, because after the Rudy Gobert thing happened, and like you're bringing people from all over the world, right? Fight cards are international. You got guys from Africa. You got guys from Asia. All that stuff. You're running a bigger risk, and the reward is just not there.
Right. Correct. Yeah.
Did you watch the UFC Saturday?
I watched I booked like the first four or five fights. Yeah, I didn't see the main though.
You watched it?
No, I just followed along on Twitter.
Okay. I
it was all on ESPN, which was pretty cool.
It was. It was.
Yeah. And it was great.
It's so different watching it without fans.
It, for anybody that's watched MMA, like as a hardcore, that was very similar to watching like a Dana White's Contender Series or The Ultimate Fighter, where they've had fights in essentially empty gyms before.
Okay.
The only difference was the higher magnitude of the card.
Okay.
Right? Because this is like normally, normally it's a fight night, normally it would be in front of fans, but we've seen this before. It's for people that have followed MMA for years. This isn't completely out of the realm of normal. But I mean, it is an interesting experience because you could hear so much more.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was just weird for me because there was no fans, or I was just more happier that there was something that was like, I wouldn't like it. Like it was an actual sport being on, so I didn't even really notice if there were fans or not. I was like, they're fighting. This is cool. This is happening. We're doing this.
If you watch it with audio, that's where you notice the big difference.
And yeah,
that's where my next question was going to go to. Like, for us, in the book business, in the sports business, you know, I mean, people that report on stuff, you know, there's a lot of like situations right now that are pretty perilous. Like you don't know what your future is right now. And decisions are being made to, you know, furlough people, lay people off, whatever. There's a lot of things going on. But the next thing that's going to come from all this is sports without fans. Someone's going to play games without anyone there. That's got to be the first step.
I think people are like okay with that at this moment.
I think so.
Yeah.
As a viewer, I know myself, put the games on. Like, I'm good with it.
Yeah.
I don't need, do you think, one, are you good with that? And two, how does that affect the players? Like, as far as the fighters, I don't know if it affected them or not. There was just a lot of decisions. There weren't a lot of knockouts. I don't know if you have that same emotion.
Well, no, obviously the energy is going to be different.
Different.
A lot of guys, feed off that, but it becomes more almost like a sparring session at that point in time.
Right. Like you're saying,
and some guys that can help, some guys that won't. There's some guys that are training warriors.
Yeah.
And maybe this environment takes the pressure off them mentally or whatnot.
Most definitely.
You know,
that's a great point.
Yeah, it's a good mix. You know, I think with the, because there was 9 straight decisions, if I remember right, to open the card, which tied the record for most consecutive decisions. The most I ever on a card, by the way, is 10. There was like 6 cards that have that. But, I mean, I think that was more due to a level of uncertainty, training environments were affected. So I don't necessarily know that the lack of fans in that environment, it's probably probably a 50-50 mix of who it affected and who it didn't.
Yeah, I just, energy-wise, like, well, I didn't know. Like, we were asking questions, like, you know, when fans get up, like, after, like, a great flurry of punches, like, that could, you know, put fighters into like the kill mode, you know, like when people are cheering, that's what we were asking. You know, I don't know anything about that per se, but I mean, like for a card to go to decision like that, like some people feed off the crowd, you know, when they get, you know, someone in a bad position or, you know, when someone's kind of, you know, a little bit messed up, they go after that, you know, in basketball, there's momentum swings.
Yes.
It's huge. Like, so you can tell, especially at home, which is, you know, known for anyone that watches sports, like, it's a bigger deal, but some people like to play away. Some people like to quiet crowds. Like, you know, like there's like a lot of different things where fans come into play. I mean, you know, Texas A&M's got the 12th man. Like, it matters.
Right.
You know, it's the Seahawks got their deal, and some of the stadiums were created for noise. So with no noise, it's
and
a
there's
big deal.
Other stadiums that are artificially pumping in noise.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
Like,
yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that goes on.
Yeah.
I just think it'll be interesting because someone asked me this, if like the NBA plays without fans, how will that affect the lines?
The French Open just got postponed as well to September 20th to October 4th.
All right.
What I'm seeing.
They're moving stuff back. Yeah. Everything's moving back.
Yeah, well, the Kentucky Derby got moved to September Derby or something like that.
Yeah, December 5th, right?
Yeah. But what would affect the lines? Like, you know, when it comes back? I think it will. It has to. There won't be that whatever home court advantage, home ice advantage, all that stuff, it will get affected.
Yeah, without question. You know, a lot of the guys that are injured now, too, they'll come back a little bit more healthy.
All that stuff's going to change. Yeah. I mean, teams are going to look different than they did, you know, when this stopped the last week. If they come back in June, I don't know. Do you think there's a favorite as to which league is going to come back first?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Well, where are you doing? Are you doing the major four?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, is baseball going to play first? Is basketball going to play first? Is hockey going to play first?
You would think MLB, right? Open, like, open it.
I don't know. I think that they're bigger crowds. Like, that, you know, I mean, they could play in front of empty stadiums, too. That wouldn't be, they've done it, you know, before.
I think when people start talking about coming back, this thing will be kind of contained at that point in time.
Yeah.
So I think the empty crowd thing won't be as relevant.
Okay.
You know, though, I think there'll be a lot of questions over, you know, people being, is it safe to go back and whatnot? You'll have a lot of those. But I would say, to me, I think everybody's going to follow the lead on the NBA. I think NBA has kind of been the standard setter here.
And they've done a great job for the most part. I mean,
yeah.
Obviously they kind of had to. They were in a position where they had to not play anymore. But I don't know. I figured they were the first ones to go. I'm assuming they have a better plan on when they're going to come back or not.
Yeah.
And plus, they were talking about having no fans before anyone.
Right.
This is before Gobert went down.
Yeah.
So that was,
yeah,
obviously they had, you know, kind of like the headset of like, hey, this is a big deal.
Right.
And then it just kind of, you know, it was like a wave of everyone else kind of following because there was no other way around it.
That's a great point, though, too, because like LeBron initially, when they brought the empty
yeah.
the empty arenas. He's like, nah,
I
never,
can't. I'm not
never.
Playing,
and then
yeah.
like it was like 3 or 4 days yeah, later. He's like, I could, like, nah, I see value in that.
I could be talked into it. I'm yeah. like, what is this? I'm like, okay, man.
It shows kind of how quickly the perception changed on this thing.
Oh, most definitely.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
No, and, big it, deal. And it's changing still.
Yeah.
Like that's the hard thing. So like it's all speculation. And, you know, we want to have a conversation and, you know, we're not holding anybody to anything. But I agree with you, Reynolds. Like I think the NBA will probably be first to kind of jump back in with all of this. And then the others will hopefully quickly follow suit. I know this. I mean, I've realized what I like to watch on television, and it's sports.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to watch pretty much anything else on. And it's hard, like, every day when I go home at night or, you know, I've, like, now, I mean, and I'll get to this in, to take a minute, but I'm going to have the kids all day. School, there's no school until, you know, the second week of April now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a long time. There's a lot of downtime.
I mean, and that's all speculation,
TV,
too.
Like what
they,
the hell?
I mean, they're just kind of pushing it. They don't know, like, for sure, right? That's just a speculation
well, that,
of when
yeah,
they're going to come back.
Yeah, that's the first date. Yeah, that right. they just pushed it back to. But there's a void of, like, not watching sports. Like, and I mean, I've already done it. I'm doing it less now. But, like, open the Scores app.
Yeah.
See, you know, I've done it. I did it a couple times. Yeah. I'm like, there's no games.
No,
I just
do it out of, like, habit. Just postpone. I'm like, man, it's not coming back. It's never coming back. We're doomed.
Well, it's not on the teams to never lose again.
Right.
You know, it is coming back.
Teams
it
that'll never play again,
yeah,
all
but,
of them. Every single team, yeah.
Will it look different? Are we, you know, like, I mean, air travel changed after, you know, 9/11. You know, certain things changed after big events and stuff like that. Will sports look different after this, do you think?
I can't imagine it will. Like, once it gets, like, contained, like we were just talking about, like, when people know it's safe to go back, I can't imagine them changing, like, because, like, you, when is this going to happen again? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if they have to take certain precautions, but once there is, like, a vaccine or we know, like, that it can be contained within, like, large quantities of people, then I can't imagine it changing sports, like, the face of sports. I think it's just more a bigger deal that they had to take it down. So
right.
I don't think anything's going to change from it per se.
No, I think you'll see changes, not necessarily to the sports themselves, but obviously to the in arena experience. I think you're going to see a lot more hand sanitizer stations.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah,
and,
yeah,
and
yeah.
a lot of again, I don't like to use the word because it sounds like it's diminishing, but like overreaction to hygiene practices. Like I think if you've been, you know, washing your hands well. You know, you sneeze into your hands, you go wash your hands. You've been doing all that normal stuff for the last, like, 30 years or
forever.
So.
I don't think.
Yeah,
no,
you'll be fine. But people are acting now like, you know, like, oh, my God, now we have to wash our hands. Like, you should have been doing this
yeah,
before.
I honestly think when it's done, people are going to stop caring again.
Well, that was the point I was going to go to make is, like, I think you're going to see that. And then generally after almost any inciting incident, there's, like, the initial, like, overcorrection for a few months, and then things kind of track back to normal.
Bingo.
It's
right.
like,
yeah,
it's like
exactly.
being in a relationship where you guys have a fight.
Yeah.
Right? And then for 2 weeks, you guys are like, yeah, you work on it, and then you, you know, you fix the stuff, and then you fall right
yeah,
back.
Yeah, right back.
Patterns.
Yeah, right. There it is. That's, yeah. I mean, no, that's, man, that's exactly, yeah, that's it. But the hand sanitizer deal at all arenas or play, that's for sure. I like that.
I'm a big fan of that.
That's going to happen. I believe that. Like, yeah. more stations where you can, like, wash, I don't know, restrooms per se, but, yeah, the sanitizer deal, I think that's going to be a big deal.
And there's a lot of, like, old stadiums where, you know, the men's room's a big trough.
Oh, my God.
I mean,
yeah,
there's a lot of things. Like, when you think about, you're like, man, I know I've gone in places and whatever. And, like,
I
think about vendors walking up and yeah. down aisles.
I like the term trough.
Stuff, yeah.
I think the trough, I like that better than the urinal.
Trough is great.
Yeah, but yeah. There's no social distancing in the trough.
Oh, no.
You're
it's
in a
just,
stadium.
Yeah, it's
well,
you
yeah,
and someone.
I guess
someone
it's like
yeah.
that jam-packed. Yeah.
Proximity. It's close, yeah.
But
the trough is tough.
Yeah. There's a lot of sword playing in a trough.
So, I don't know, man. I just know, I mean, like, you know, I think of big events like the Kentucky Derby, 120,000 people in a place. You know, that's been pushed back, obviously. Everything's pushed back.
Patrick said if the Derby got postponed
yeah.
or moved back, then the world is for sure doomed.
Right.
So, yeah, yeah. we're closing in.
That thing's been running 108 years or something.
Yeah, they were running
through
whatever.
Sunday in May.
You guys know better than HB. Would actually probably know better than anybody. But like, they've never had to postpone the Derby ever.
I think, yeah. I don't think that's why Patrick was telling my buddy Patrick was saying like, tell me when the Derby gets pushed back, and I'll know when we're done.
Right.
So he thinks it's coming. Yeah. The sun's gonna explode.
Let's hope not. But
tweet Neil deGrasse Tyson on that.
Oh yeah, it'll be me versus Tyson. Yeah.
How are we doing on the sun, Neil?
Oh man. Sun is
You know what he'll ask me? He'll be like, the Connecticut sun?
Oh my, yeah, of course.
What's the number Mo got?
I don't know. Right? We'll figure it out when it's done, when this virus is done.
That's the coronavirus discussion, and I'm sure we'll weave it back in here and there between.
Hold on, I want to ask you one thing, not to jump on you.
No, go ahead.
There, but back to the Gobert thing, because of how careless he was and then getting Mitchell. He's got to get traded, right? Like, there's no way that guy can walk back in that locker room and be accepted, right? I mean, I get furious if somebody gave me pink eye.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, man. Hope Lindy's not listening to this. Damn it.
He gave you pink eye.
Allegedly, he thinks I gave him pink eye on that that spring training trip
year. Last year.
I didn't do a damn thing, so it wasn't a good deal. But maybe the organization's more mad than the players. I guess the players are mad. I feel like the top guys would be like, hey, you, what are you touching those mics for? Like, are you serious?
Well, I think Mitchell put like a good PR spin on it, and he's not, but I got to think like privately, you got to be furious.
I don't know. I mean, nobody.
You guys wouldn't react that way?
I don't know.
At work, like, when people would cough or sneeze, would you joke and be like, man, you got to get away from me? Like, at. Just generally, like there'd be times at work, someone would cough and would be like, "Hey, you, what's happening?"
Right? Yeah, no, we did that all the time. We're in close quarters.
Right?
We're
exactly.
One room.
Right.
Like our risk rooms, like are one room.
Like if Reynolds sneezed, I'd be like, "My man, like you got to take that deep, like far."
Are you saying before all this or just during?
No, during. During. Okay. Like I mean,
well, no, even before. Like no.
We see that? I'm cool with.
Right. No, we were doing it in the fall, you know, because I mean. I'm very aware of like flu season in general every year and what it entails and stuff. And we're working in close environments. And I'm always been of, you know, and especially with kids now.
Yeah.
I mean, they're around other kids that I know aren't doing their due diligence.
Yeah, none.
So, you know, you feel like you're on the constant battle. And then we're in rooms that are tight.
You guys have windows?
No.
Yeah, no windows. Zero windows.
No, no windows. And it's close quarters. So, yeah, I mean, just. You know, take the precautions necessary. Be a person. You know, just be somewhat respectful of the person next to you, around you, in the grocery store. I mean, people are getting savage, over shit, over dumb shit.
It's getting filthy.
That's the thing that kind of killing me about the grocery store thing is just like, okay, I'm super super worried about the virus. I'm super super worried, so I'm going to buy all this hand sanitizer and toilet paper that I don't need.
Yeah,
ensuring that people that do need it don't get that.
Right,
and then they are susceptible to the virus, and now you've caused it to spread more. Like, how about some logic here?
Yeah, zero logic
gets thrown out the window when there's panic.
That's right,
and that's really been the case. So, I don't know. I don't know where it's all going, but. Just be safe out there and be respectful of each other and take care of yourselves first and your family and everyone around you. And hopefully this thing will get kicked. And, you know, before you know it, we'll be talking about it'll be 112 degrees here and, like, nothing will be surviving.
Yeah, no,
it's hard enough
water
to
will
just
be
drink
scarce.
Water. Right?
Yeah, water will be scarce.
Oh, my God. All right, let's talk some sports before we get out of here.
Okay.
Brady announced today he ain't coming back.
How about it?
How about it?
Man. Straight from the horse's mouth.
Do you still think the Colts are in play?
Oh, man, it just seems like Phillip Rivers is like he's the for sure suitor. Is that real? Like, I don't know anything about that.
I don't know if anybody can right now say Brady's still available. So is Phillip Rivers.
Yeah.
Pick Rivers.
Yeah.
Who in the hell would do that?
I don't understand. Like, I keep seeing it, but I don't see sources. Like, people are just saying it. Like, what does that even mean? Tom Brady, I guess, to the Chargers is still live. Like, that's becoming a bigger deal.
That is live.
Which I think we laughed at. I laughed at that.
Yeah, it's still live. And I mean, Joe Namath ended up in the Chargers, like going way back. Like,
yeah.
The Chargers had been a place. Didn't Johnny Unitas, I think, as well? I mean, I don't know. It's,
is that right? That's,
yeah, I believe so. They ended up at the Chargers.
Unitas played for the Chargers?
At the end.
Jeez.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
God.
Or maybe at the beginning. Maybe he was a Charger at one point. But anyhow, I was joking and said, you know, someone asked me, can you see Brady going to Florida? And I'm like, well, that's what old people from New England and New York do. They go retire to Florida.
Yeah, or Arizona. It's one or the other, right? Yeah, one or the other.
The Midwest more come to Arizona, and then the East Coast goes to Florida.
Bingo.
And Brady to Tampa. Football-wise, AB was making a case that it's, you know, not a bad move.
What did he say any other spots besides Tampa?
No. Well, no, he said Tampa's not a favorite.
Yeah, they are. So, I've seen that. Yeah, yeah.
So, betting-wise, numbers-wise, Tampa is the favorite. As of Tuesday, you know, again, when you listen to this show, maybe he's already signed, but he's not coming back to New England,
yeah,
is what he just said. So, and because he said it on social media, I guess it's true.
I want to see him with the Colts. That's how I feel. I don't know.
That makes them very, I think, I mean, they're dangerous as it is.
Yeah, Texans lost Hopkins, and they just and got kind of got some stuff
go
going
to
on
next.
There.
Like,
yeah.
Did you see that trade? Like,
yeah.
What the fuck are the Texans doing? They trade D-Hop for
David Johnson.
David Johnson?
My God. Yeah, it's...
I don't know, man. Like, I feel bad for Watson. I like, that takes away his best weapon.
There's never been a time where I thought Hopkins, like, was, like, a detriment to... Like, he's never said anything bad about the organization or anything like that. Like, a move like that would only concern me because he has, you know, there's stuff that he doesn't agree with, like, inside of it. Like, they would just ship him for someone like that. But, yeah, it's... I don't understand the logic of, you know, bringing him in. I'm thinking that they shipped him out for something that we don't know about. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Again, it's one of those things where I just go, there's no fucking loyalty. There's no,
I don't
there's
understand.
No loyalty at all.
I don't
all
get
one
it.
Way. And like, you just go, you know,
like
you're
even
gone.
You could do all the right things and still just and get still, crushed
yeah,
for
yeah.
it, you know,
so,
whatever that may be. But
it's really, really hard. And just like anything else, I mean, sports are, you know, it's cutthroat. I mean, it's business. We take it more serious as far as emotionally than a lot of these guys do and the organizations do. So the move was made. It drastically affected the odds. It made Houston's odds go up.
Yeah. They got Randall Cobb now. So Arizona, I mean, now they're going to be crushing it now.
Right.
Yeah, now they're going to be – they're on a roll now. Yeah, here we go. Now we're rebuilding.
Yeah. And Arizona's odds came down. I mean, that gives them hope. That gives them – you know, Fitzgerald.
I told you about this.
Hopkins.
I said as soon as the Niners start getting good, like the NFC West gets
ramping up.
I don't like this
again,
shit.
Like
I don't
the
like
bottom
this,
team
like
in the NFC West got better.
As soon
today.
I seen it. I said, here we go. This is it. This is like 2011 all over again. Like I just seen Russell Wilson get to the Seahawks. Like, okay, here this is not good. None of this is good. You know what I mean? Like so we're going to be battling with all the damn teams. Like this is, and the Cardinals played the Niners incredibly well twice, both games. I think they were up like 17-3 on them the first time or the second time. I don't like it. I don't like that shit, man.
Season win-wise, like, you know, and we've been asked about this. And as far as like the sports books, we're on a bit of a holding pattern over at CG. Caesars is kind of not in the same situation. They're putting up stuff. They're doing their thing. But you guys are really trying to get more stuff up at a time like this.
Yeah.
To continue to expand the betting menu.
Yep.
And give people options. And again, I give you and the boys over there just complete credit in doing that.
Yeah, they're working hard, man.
Yeah,
all those guys are just, yeah.
Just putting stuff up. And you got NFL season wins up.
Yeah.
And it's early. I mean, it's mid-March. Nobody does this.
I mean, this is right before the free agency blast, too.
Right?
So it's
But the Texans is 8.5. The Colts are 8.5. And the Titans are 8.5 in that division. I just found that really odd that now it's, you know, all juice moving, which, again, is good. But I think the Colts speculation is interesting because that can affect that number. Quickly.
Oh, heavily.
If we know that Brady is the quarterback of the Colts, and again, I'm not asking you for a number, but I know if it's me, it's a half point or a half win worth minimum. I mean, if it's 8.5, it goes to 9. If Brady signs, we're going to 9.
Yeah.
Just because we're trying to get ahead of the bet.
Without question.
You know, like get ahead of the virus and, you know, take precautions. It's just kind of what you Same do in deal. The book. You move the number because you got to get ahead of it. You don't, you know, do that. Like when we found out Luck was retiring last summer, the total was 9.5. Well, without Luck, it was 7.
Yeah.
You know,
two
like
wins
that.
Immediately.
Immediately.
Yeah.
So, are there any, as far as what you see or action or anything, that you kind of either respect or things have happened in the last couple days that you've seen that you can even think about or talk about?
Man, I mean, just on the moves alone, it seems like the Dolphins are trying to make a run at, you know,
okay,
you know, getting a little better here. And they, you know, we made so much of a big deal about them, you know, kind of being, you know, on the back end and tanking, that they played decent down the stretch, you know. So, you know, I wouldn't put that into consideration so much, but the moves that they've been making have been pretty, you know, spot on. I think it's they've been legit. So, I mean, I think we have them at currently. Are you looking at the current odds right now? Or
yeah.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Who are you looking for?
Dolphins.
We got them.
Yeah, we're at over 6.5.
Yeah.
Or 6.5 under 15. Which, yeah, I mean, you know, with Brady gone now, it seems like the AFC East can breathe a little bit. And, you know.
Is this the year that someone else wins the AFC East?
I'm not going to say it yet. Yeah, you know what I mean, man. I don't give a damn who's playing. And there's like Cam Newton and Teddy Bridgewater are all on the market right now.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, they get one of these guys and, you know, they won, what, 10 games with Matt Castle like 11 years ago or something crazy, 12 years. You know, I don't know. Is it a better chance? Yeah, but I'm not going to just, you know, negate the Patriots without Brady.
Right.
Even though that sounds ridiculous.
And that's what people are doing.
Right.
Like, they are literally going, okay, the Patriots aren't there. So, the Jets are going to win the division?
Oh, God.
Just say it out loud.
Jeez, man.
The Bills, obviously, are the team.
I think the Bills are getting
the
most love
division,
right now.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, just, and I think people getting down, like, the Bills are going to be a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, your Dolphins are still your Dolphins. So,
oh, yeah.
I don't know. But
I'm going to wave that flag high in, like, 2 years when they start playing again. Watch this.
AB had to go, but I wanted to ask him about the Bears and obviously what the hell they're doing. Is they're trying to bring in a quarterback to make Trubisky compete for the spot.
Yeah.
So they're talking about Teddy Bridgewater. I guess Newton just said today.
The Bears fans are chomping at the bits for Teddy. I've been seeing it all, like, yesterday. They were just, like, sweating it out.
What if Brady goes to Chicago? That's what I wanted to ask him. It's not a warm weather city, but he would go to Chicago. I would love to get his reaction, but he's not here, so hopefully he'll listen to the show.
He would break down in tears.
He would?
I think so. Well,
from excitement.
I think both, but he's like super contrarian. So he would point out like 40 flaws of 40-year-old Brady, and I'd be like, well, he's going to be better than Trubisky. I can guarantee that. Like, I don't know what the hell you think this is. Like, yeah, that's what he would do. I know he would. He'd be like, oh, yeah, but the mechanics aren't there. And I'm like, you better chill the hell out. You know who it is, dog. My man, like, you're 3 wins better immediately
right.
with this guy, like,
right.
without question. So he would be happy.
You could just tweet Berg for that, @%Berg.
Okay.
And just there ask you him, you know, our listeners, barrage him with Brady to the Bears.
How have we not talked about? Man, I didn't even think about that. That's actually a pretty good deal.
Yeah, I was saving that one. I wanted to
cold
see
cold weather?
He said.
Like,
yeah.
He knows what that's about.
Yeah,
Brady's
yeah.
played in cold yeah. weather, I think, a couple times.
Right.
Once. Oh, man.
Before we move on here real quick, I just wanted to mention the Digital Gaming Today subscription is only $6.95 a month or $75 for the year. You get award-winning content analysis, stats, picks, casino industry news, and more. The Don Best feed with real-time lines and scores from 6 Vegas sportsbooks. Links to casino deals and sportsbook app signups. You even get the Gaming Today newspaper in digital form. Just go to gamingtoday.com/register. Off of that read, I wanted to mention our guy just stepped in and sat in the chair, Howard Barish, HB, the managing editor of Gaming Today. What's up, HB?
Just trying to make it hour by hour.
Right.
What'd you guys cover so far?
Well, we talked about the virus, and we talked about, you know, what's going on with that, and we'll get you know, you to touch on that real quick. I just wanted to touch on what is the modus operandi right now for the paper, and what are you guys doing? Because the content, we don't have any games to talk about. What are we doing?
We are doing a limited run of the paper because we have advertisers this week, and we wanted them to feel like they had some love and there were eyes getting put on the printed publication. So we're doing a very limited run to the places that are open so far, like okay. the Boyd Properties and Stations and the D. And
Boulder Highway
Gate.
Strip, correct. Holding it down.
Yes, and some of the other locations that have remained open. And we put out a note to them and we said, hey, we're putting out a 24-page paper. We've got content. There's no charge this week. It's on us.
Nice.
And please encourage your guests to go to GamingToday.com to get a lot more extensive coverage. As far as the content, we're going to talk about the NFL draft being right. moved. We're going to talk about, let me see, the hockey season being pushed back. So there are sports items to talk about. The Kentucky Derby move and right. how the prep races change and how that looks for the tracks during the summer, like Saratoga and Del Mar.
We were going to ask, is this the first time it's been postponed, the Kentucky Derby?
1945, at okay. the end of World War II.
Jesus. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Right. Yeah,
so
a war.
There was one other time.
So
right,
a war
good,
did
yeah.
that. All right.
Yeah, okay.
Not that crazy.
Yeah,
a war.
Yeah, it was a war. It wasn't yeah. people sitting
was
on their couches.
Yeah, right.
Watching
yeah.
Netflix.
An
it was
actual
a war.
War
yeah,
was happening.
War.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. A month later, there was this thing called Normandy.
Oh, yeah, Normandy. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
They made movies about that.
Yeah. But I wanted to say that I knew about social distancing way before any of this because I've been married 21 years and I've had social distancing in my bed for a long time.
There it right. is, yeah. I knew okay. it was going to be on purpose. It was a setup move. I know what's going on here.
My wife called me into the room. She said, you know, I washed all the sheets. Can we make the bed? I said, why'd you wash the sheets? They weren't dirty.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, right. Something changed. Right. Something in the air.
So
God bless.
What
we're doomed.
As far as horse racing, what has there been cancellations
everywhere, and in Pennsylvania
because it ran over the weekend?
Well, a lot of tracks have casinos.
Oh,
so okay. many of the tracks, both Thoroughbred and Harness, have been mandated to close. Everyone in Pennsylvania, like Parks,
I
like
thought they
the
would
Meadows
never
Harness
shut down
track,
harnesses,
like Penn National. Yeah, they're no closed.
I thought they would That's, never shut that well, down.
Not all of them, but if there was a casino attached, for sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gulfstream is still running with no fans. Santa Anita is still running. No fans, just personnel.
Right.
So, I mean, you could bet simulcast from home or your phones way before you could sports.
Right.
In racing.
Right.
So there's Twin Spires and all those other companies that have, you know.
Available apps.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure. And even across state lines.
Right. Yeah, it always has been.
Yes.
So you were able to do that. Okay.
Yes.
So, I mean, it's just funny because a lot of people got into the horse racing gig over the weekend that we saw, like, on social media and different things like that. And it was very interesting because, again, it's action. It's quick. It may actually...
Big screens had Oaklawn on it.
Everything.
It'll be really interesting to see if there's a spike in handle.
Yeah.
And they're waiting for the New Jersey numbers for online for the last week or two. It'll be really interesting to see if the casino online in New Jersey and Pennsylvania has a spike, if people actually stay home and play.
Right.
Did you see the tweet from Krakenberger yesterday? He was mocking the New Jersey governor because he was going through a list of everything that would be closed okay. immediately. And then toward the end of the speech, he goes, the good news is you'll be able to play online.
Oh, really?
It was like,
oh, I didn't see it.
Promoting degeneracy.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah.
I thought he was ripping people for playing online. Was he? I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. My bad. I don't know anything. My bad. Sorry.
And here's a good question. 4 or 5 years ago, there was a push to get casinos online in Nevada, and it was squashed. You think they're sorry these days that they didn't?
Yeah. No, 100%.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, because, again, it's everything. Like, we use the word unprecedented at the beginning of the show.
And hindsight's very easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And... It's hard to say because the in-person experience is what makes Vegas Vegas, and being in the books, in the casinos, and you know, doing it here, it's still the games are the same everywhere, but Vegas is somewhat different, and I think putting it online homogenizes it more, and that's what I think Vegas fought.
Also, I think they don't want locals sitting at home and doing it. They want them to actually make the effort to get in a car and go to a building and do that. And I think now, especially with all of these furloughs and layoffs, socially probably not a great idea that if someone's going to take a shot playing blackjack when they're not working, and it's very easy on the couch to do that. I don't know.
Right.
There's a lot to unwind with that. Right, it's tough.
Very tough.
I mean, it could have been
there. Smirking because Mo would be sitting at home playing.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, it would – it's not like – I mean, obviously the hindsight's a big deal, but just to have the app, you know, ready, like, available, I mean, now they could use it, you know.
Right.
I mean, it would, like, spark them never going back to a casino, but it, you know, I mean, I think it could have been
a big deal.
There's
that ramification, too. That's a very good point. If it's so convenient and you could play slots and not have to go into a smoky place, for instance, because you don't like smoke, no – you know, I'm not trying to knock smokers, but, you know, and you figured out that this is a much more pleasing and private activity, it may hurt the brick and mortar in the long run.
Yeah, I think that's a big reason why a lot of times, you know, Nevada has been kind of mocked or, you know, been used as an example to not do of with in-person registration and in-person deposits and withdrawals, but that's the reason why they need you to come in to at least deposit the money or that's take it out to get you in the building.
I still think that's
like
a great idea.
The other mobiles in New Jersey and other places, if you don't have to come in, I mean, like, you're finding ways like now. I mean, you don't have to go to the damn grocery store.
Yeah.
You can get people to get all your stuff and just get to your car and they'll bring it out and you pick it up. I mean, people are finding reasons to not go do things. And I hope at some point in society it comes back where we look to go do things with people again.
Yeah,
like, well, because we're going away from that. So
something
the mobile
like this
thing
is just, you know, screams of less social interaction.
Oh yeah, no, and that's what's going on.
I mean, Rona season.
Corona. All right. Well, I don't know. I don't know where else to go with this thing.
I was wondering, and you may have touched upon it as well. Futures, like the Masters odds are out there and it's a TBD. Are you seeing action on that? And just because there's no other action that somebody says, hey, you know, Bryson DeChambeau, 40-1. You know, I've got nothing else to bet.
Right.
Yeah, no, I think we took it down.
We did as well. I think, like, in books, this is a good topic for future bets and things like that. You have to check the rules at the place you place the bets because things are somewhat different, but they're somewhat the same. We took the Masters down because I believe in our rules, the Masters has to be played within the week of it's scheduled. So if they play it in September, you don't have action. We're probably going to get, I mean, we took it down. We're probably going to have to refund all those bets. NBA season wins, NHL season wins, points, all that stuff. It like at our place, I think it's 80 games have to be played in a season. If they don't play 80 games, you don't have action. It'll be a refund. If they play 80 games, you will. So the championships are, like, you know, different at every place. They have to be played within a certain amount of time from when they were scheduled. If they're not, they're refunds. The unfortunate part of all that is someone that had the Warriors season wins under. There is no chance in hell they could play 100 games. They ain't winning over 48 games, and you had under, you ain't getting paid.
That's it.
If they don't play the rest of the games, there's a lot of people that have Lakers over. You ain't getting paid.
Yeah.
They're not going to play close. Unless they play, like at our place, it's 82 games in NBA regular season. If they play 81 or 80, that's still good.
Yeah, you're good.
I don't think they're going to play that.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, but this is the circumstance.
Yeah.
Well, some everyone has to understand. If you had Warriors over and it doesn't go, then you're like, oh,
you're
yeah, we're back.
Right,
yeah,
and
you're
those
crushing
are the ones you don't hear about.
Right,
so,
yeah,
like, for as much as, you know, there are winners that
you only hear the bad beats.
Right.
We were talking about the college basketball, like all the value that some people thought they had on a certain team. That's, you know, they're dead. Ohio State of the world.
Right.
I mean, even Baylor, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
San Diego State.
Yeah,
500-1.
Yeah. I mean, those, like a lot of, like the Dayton's 200-1. Those are the
yeah,
killers. But
yeah,
like, yeah, a lot of those teams you got 100-1 at that were like, you know, 300 or 400-1. Now you're like, all right, I think we're going to be fine.
Give me the money back.
Right. I need that money back. Bad. I need it bad. I need it bad.
Yeah, so check with your books. And did you see that prop swap incident? Like, when you buy a ticket,
they won't be able to pay you, but they have to pay you back. The suitor, right?
Well, they asked them to. They're doing a thing. I mean, like, it's hard to say to someone who bought a ticket, you know, that had San Diego State 200-1, And the original person bought it for $20 and sold it for $1,500 because, you know, the current odds pay out whatever they are. And then it's a refund.
Yeah.
So buyer beware in that situation. I mean, it's very hard to say, like, well, now the guy's got to give the money back. I mean, you bought a stock at a certain price, and it is a certain price. And, I mean, there's it's very hard to say what the right thing is to do there.
And it's a third party.
And yeah, it's a third.
So that's the moving
deal.
Part.
Yeah, that's the big deal, yeah, though, of so the whole thing.
That's that is a very interesting, if you haven't found that, you know, somewhere on social media.
But they said they were going to pay it back, right?
Yeah,
but,
I think so. I think so. Yeah. That's what
but,
they went on.
But they also asked for good karma. They said, PropSoft said, do the right thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's interesting. I mean, but
that money could be gone. Like, you, no one knows, man. Shit.
Right.
These people need that money, man.
It's in Walmart's cash register.
Yeah, man. Yeah. They're living off that.
Getting toilet paper, probably.
Yeah. Well, if, yeah, it's there.
Let's wrap this up with, all right, you touched on the gaming today and what you guys are going to do forward. How is it having the kids at home? I'm on day two.
It's okay. They've got homework and SAT and ACT test prep. They're at that age. So there's some focus because there's the next step with college. I think for people with kids, you know, 12, 13 and under, it's a challenge. How do you keep them busy? You know, and, you know, as much as we mock electronic games and Xboxes and Fortnite and all that stuff, it's probably coming in handy right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep the psyches intact. Yeah.
I'm going to get to that. It might take a minute. Do you guys have anything else that you want to mention on the way out? Or do you, I mean,
I was just going to do it in my take a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have anything?
That would make sense, really.
Same. Okay.
Yeah.
You want to go first?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a general message of, did you want to start the clock?
We're getting ready to go here. Yeah. And okay. This is our take a minute segment where we give everybody 1 minute to kind of vent, talk about a take, anything they want. And we're going to start with HB right now in 3, 2, 1.
The obvious advice is to avoid any trouble if you can. Stay safe. All of the things you hear on the news. But just know, despite all of the different socioeconomic classes, this is affecting everybody. In one way or another, it is affecting everybody. Yes, there are people with wealth that will come out on the other side and be fine, but it still has a maddening effect on everyone that's involved in society. So best of luck, and we'll come out on the other side in a much better shape.
There you go. All right. That was HB, Howard Barish, at Gaming Today News on Twitter. Motoy, scrolling the phone, looking at numbers, looking at social media. You got anything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, right. I mean, it's almost a shameless plug,
that's
I guess.
That's fine. Go. Ready, set, go.
Yeah, a lot of these spots right now obviously are going down for good reason. It's a pretty big deal at this time, but Circus Sports is still going. So if anybody still has the urge to bet, we still have our menu, and we're still trying to get in action. So, you know, I know it's a tough time and money's scarce, but just bet. Come over and just play. We still got a little bit of soccer. You know, we just put out the NFL regular season wins, which is a big deal. And I think we'll have some college football stuff up, too, for people that that are still hoping it still happens. So, yeah, come to Circus Sports.
There you go.
Win a few games and then sign up for Survivor.
That's it.
Right?
Boom.
Yeah, the contests and stuff are still going on.
And that's it. That's it.
Good. Yeah, obviously, you know, the whole thing is just, there's going to be fallout and continued fallout. I mean, there may be even fallout, you know, from the show. I mean, we had to adjust with schedules, and I don't know what this is going to entail.
Yeah.
I don't know I'm literally on a day-to-day right now. So I don't know, you know, what this means for the show, but we really appreciate you guys, you know, still continuing to listen to the show. We see the numbers. It's from all over the country. It's actually from all over the world. We have listeners in multiple countries that we just want to thank you guys again for continuing. I don't know if we're going to continue. We're going to discuss that and see where we need to go, because we talk about games. We talk about gambling. We talk about things that we do with that, and none of that is happening. So hopefully we can continue to talk about just this and, you know, formulate a show and give you guys something to listen to, you know, to pass a half hour of your time and just, you know, share something with someone that, you know, you may not know us, but you feel like you do, we appreciate that. My take a minute is going to be quick, but it is this. Ready, set, go. I'm on day two of Kids at Home, and I can tell you this. Teachers should get paid fucking more money. There is no doubt what you people do that are in education is way undervalued.
Thankless.
It's unbelievable. And I have always known this and have ultimately respected teachers. And in fact, my next vocation may be that. After all this is said and done, I don't know. But what you have to do on a daily basis to contain, I mean, I have three kids at home, young kids as well as older kids, but to formulate lesson plans, to maintain their attention, and to help them grow to be better educated, smarter, whatever it is, it's much appreciated by parents everywhere. And after all this is said and done, it's already appreciated after day one. It will be super appreciated the first day these kids go back to school. So that's my take a minute. Thank you to the teachers. Thank you to the doctors, the grocery store workers, everyone involved that has had to really, goddamn, like step up.
I seen some of the grocery store workers at Walmart yesterday, and I was like, I can't even imagine what's happening in that world.
Oh,
and how about the questions they have to field from everybody?
Yeah, I'm serious.
When's
like,
the next delivery?
Yeah.
You know, like, all that stuff.
Right. It's your fault that there's no toilet paper. Right?
It's bad.
It's your fault that there's
you're
no
the face out there
chicken
on the front
it's
line.
Tough.
Nobody's a person. It's just like you're just there. You know, it's kind of crazy.
So thank you to all of you who are doing it every day. And your life has changed. I mean, it was you used to stroll down the aisle and put the shit out on the shelf and nobody even looked at you. And now they're looking at you like, where's the stuff and why isn't there more? And like fielding the questions and everything else. And they're tired. They're working 12-hour shifts.
Yeah.
When they were working six, you know, before and getting early outs. There's no early outs anymore.
No.
So just keep that in mind. And then for all of our casino people that listen to the show, whether you're working, whether you're not, stay safe and just, you know, there's going to be a light at the end of the tunnel. Right now it may not seem like it for some people and, you know, we don't know. But again, thank you for tuning in, for listening, for spreading the show. I'll just sign off for the boys right now. Alan had to jump out of here, but he's at Percent Berg. Motoy Pearson, at He These Takes on Twitter. Reynolds producing the show. I am Reynolds 2305. Always nice when he grabs a mic and, you know, joins in the discussion. Howard steps up today and joins us in the studio. He's at Gaming Today News on Twitter, and myself at SportsBKConsig on Twitter, and the show is at GTCashConsider. Thank you again for listening. Follow the show, share the show, rate the show, review the show. Thanks again to the new reviews we got. Hopefully, we got you through an hour of time to just kind of relax and get away, and thank you for joining us. And we don't know when again we're going to do it, but, you know, follow us on social media and we'll get back to you, hopefully sooner than later. Thanks again. We are out.